Well, I think the hot topic here is, of course, the ransomware attack that hit our Texas appellate courts in early morning hours of Friday, May 8th. I was on my way to work when I got a message that we were not going to be able to put our orders out on our website that today because we were having some technical difficulties. I would later learn that we were hit with a ransomware attack, and my staff and I would immediately get together and we would talk about how we were going to get through what we knew was going to be a long journey back to normal, if you can consider everyone working from home during COVID-19 normal. So we were already facing some challenges, and we had a curveball thrown at us, but we all came together and came up with a plan for how we could continue to operate here at the Supreme Court. What we have done is we have been using the e-filing system to send out our orders and our notices to everyone. So basically, we're e-filing everything back to ourselves. Everything is available in Research Texas. We have been using Research Texas to get the documents the court needs to continue to do its work. And I have to say that it really, Research Texas and the e-filing system have been lifesavers in this situation because essentially we had another backup of our data there that we could use that was unaffected by the ransomware attack. We also got a little bit lucky here at the Supreme Court in that we have lots of people that make lists, that plan ahead. We have the Chief Justice who likes to make sure that he's got all of his documents for his initial votes that aren't due for a month, that he's got those documents all saved out and the list of what he needs to vote on there. And we had a little bit of stroke of luck in that I had been using a feature that the Office of Court Administration had created for us. Allows us to export out all the documents that we need for conference to a drive. And I had happened to use that shortly before the ransomware attack happened. So we were able to use the chief's documents and the documents that I had saved off and Research Texas to basically put together a system whereby the court's able to continue to operate. The court really and all of its staff, I think, have done a remarkable job of continuing to work during all of this. It's been really challenging. The Office of Court Administration is working really hard. In fact, David Slayton is working so hard that he's joined us from his car today. And we're going to hear from David about what his office is doing to recover from this really unprecedented situation that we're facing. I think there's a lot of good news here that you'll hear from David, and there's light at the end of the tunnel, I think. So, David, on that note, what can you tell us about the ransomware attack and where things stand right now, and what your office is trying to do to get us back to business as usual.
Yeah, thanks, Blake. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm not as a sign of the times. I'm participating in a CLE event from my car. I apologize. I had to be on the road today, but I didn't want to miss this event. So I apologize for my background, although it's a little unique. As Blake pointed out, something that none of us were expecting to deal with in the middle of a virus, a pandemic, was another virus. And as we'll talk later, the coronavirus pandemic itself has been extremely challenging to all of us in the courts, and this just complicated that even more. I've told everyone that this has been the most difficult challenge of my career, dealing with the pandemic on top of the coronavirus, but and the pandemic and the ransomware being the bigger of those issues. As far as really, just to kind of give you, without violating any sensitive security information that I'm not allowed to really talk about, basically, what we had happen was a person was able to, or a group, not from this country, was able to gain access to our network, as Blake said, on the early hours of May the 8th, now almost 4 weeks ago, tomorrow. And basically, once they were able to gain access to our network, they began to do their damage. From the time of intrusion until the time that we disconnected the network was about 4 hours. It was in the early morning hours of May the 8th. And so that's where the damage was done. And as if anyone's dealt with ransomware, I hope none of you have, but basically, the way this works is they do their best to destroy everything they can, including any potentials that of tools that you might use for quick recovery and any sort of hardware and other things that they can along the way. And that was certainly what they did with us. The variant that was used in our attack is new, brand new. In fact, it was not previously in any of the protection software, any of the defense systems that all of us have on our systems. And in fact, we were actually able to provide that code to the companies that provide defenses. So now all of your systems are protected from this type of ransomware, but at the time it was not available. And so basically, once a ransomware attacks, there's really three phases from there. And it's really investigation. We've got to make sure we find out how did they get in, where did they go, what have they left behind, because obviously you wouldn't want it to happen again if there's a way for them to get back in the same way, or we don't really want them to be able to have left behind something which would, of course, allow them to take us down again without us knowing. And so that investigation phase took about 9 days. It was 9 miserable days because, as you can imagine, during that time, we can't do anything to even begin to recover. And it took both the law enforcement and the cybersecurity professionals 9 days to really get to the point where they said, okay, we know how they got in. We know exactly, where they've been. We know how we can fix that where they can't get back in. So 9 days for that. And then basically we entered what would be what I would call the remediation phase. And that's really cleaning out everywhere they've been, making sure those things aren't there, ensuring that there's protection where they can't get back in the way they did. And so that took about a week to get to that point.